Hello, Aaron.
Hello, this is Aaron with TKO.
Hey, Aaron. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So you clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted some more information on Yelp ads, and that triggers a call from me to see if that was on purpose or...
No, that was on an accident. I did have a question about the Google.
Sure.
I looked on the Google, and I'm trying to figure out how to upload the pictures to the Google, like the page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
But is that something you guys do when I send it on, when I put it on, like, the local Splash?
Yes. Google? Yes, we upload to the Google Business Profile, absolutely.
Okay, so it takes some time, basically.
A couple days, yeah, absolutely. So just kind of taking a look at everything here. They're already on it. Like less than 20 minutes ago, they received your text. They've already sent it over to revisions to make sure.
Okay, yeah, because I actually had a friend to look at the Google,
mm-hmm.
And they seen everything. They seen the verification, but
mm-hmm.
they just didn't see no photos or anything up.
Right. So we have to get it up first, and then we have to get everything rolling, and then we add the photos. So we have a certain way that we do it, and the reason that we do it that particular way is so that it doesn't get rejected or suspended. We have the best practices. So, you've been with us for 2 days, and we've already got your profile up for 2 days, then we are actually in better business than most, honestly.
Okay. I just
7 to 21 days for the Google verification. So you're already ahead of the curve.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure because I didn't know. So from here on out, what I would do, I will basically just update everything on Local Splash, and then you guys will look at the Local Splash website, and then you will edit it based on that to the Google.
Correct. And if there's something specific that you want when you upload it or send it in, just let us know. Quick chat, email, quick text is the fastest way to do that.
Okay. And then I just have one other question. The business hours, what does the business hours say again on there? Because I thought I had it from 7 to 10. Is that correct?
Hold on. Let me take a look. 7 to 8.
Okay, so I want to change that to 7 to 10.
Okay.
And then the weekends will be Saturday. It will be also 7 to 10, but Sunday it will be 7 to 5.
Okay. Got it. Anything else?
I think that was really it. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. It's new, so it's a lot of information, you know, and trying to get it down right and stuff. Oh, another thing. So... And if I say I had a customer and I wanted to send them a review or
uh-huh.
something, how would I do that? Or would they just go to Google and then, you know, do a review like that?
They can do a review directly on Google. What's going to happen is in a few days, they're from your client dashboard, you're going to be able to click on the review tab and you can actually shoot them a quick text or email. It gives you the option to go ahead and fill everything out. So what I mean by that is you're going to be able to go ahead and put in their email address or their phone number. Now, granted, they do need to have a Gmail account to leave you a Google review. They'll also be able to click directly on the website once we have the review situation up. They'll be able to click directly on your website on a little green blue icon that says Google, and it will take them directly to your reviews. We'll also create you a tiny URL, and we can get that to you in QR code form, so you can give that review link out to everybody.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that works for me.
Okay. Now, were you interested in Yelp ads?
Yeah, so the Yelp, last night, I put everything on Yelp, and, I put all the information I needed, I guess that's what you was asking. I sent that information to get, I sent the invite for you guys to manage that also.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did everything right.
Right, you did. But if you wanted actual Yelp ads, that's an upgrade on your account. It does get you direct leads. They come straight to you. And it's got like a 3-day turnaround on that. So our clients are seeing an excellent return with the Yelp.
Okay, but how much is the upgrade for the Yelp?
It's separate from what you're already paying us. So it's $4.99. Okay. And that gives you an extra $100. You actually get a $100 boost promo. So instead of just the $4.99, you're actually getting $5.99 in ads. And what that's going to do for you is that your average cost per click on that, let me see here, $10. Super low. So you get a lot of return on investment. So with Yelp, what happens is people go to Yelp and they'll go in there and put junk hauling near me or junk removal or haul off or, you know, all the different keywords and services of what you're providing. Say you're even like looking here at your photos, which is great. You have a ton of photos. This is fantastic. Say like even mattress haul off because, you know, getting people to pull mattresses or I see here that you even have like some old appliances that you're willing to take, heavy metal items. Having all of these key, ooh, you even do jacuzzis and pianos. Wow, man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
They have bushes growing in their jacuzzi? They do. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I try to get a whole bunch of just random photos.
Yeah. You did.
Photos.
No, you accomplished the mission. You completely accomplished the mission here. You got it because you're like, look, no matter how crappy your situation is, I'm going to come help you, basically. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, don't be ashamed. It's okay. We got you, you know? So my point is when you're offering specific haul-off mattresses, appliances, large items, stuff like this, heavy metal, it's huge because not everybody's willing to take that stuff. You know, some people are worried about bed bugs or whatever. So with that being said, what happens is they go ahead, they'll punch that in, right? They'll punch in mattress haul-off, and then the company is going to pop up, but it's also going to ask that client a series of questions. Okay, what I mean by that is it's going to narrow down exactly like what is the address, how far away are you, what exactly are you looking to have removed, all the things. So when that message comes through to you from the Yelp messaging app, it is the client on the other end. You have the opportunity to respond directly. Listen, I can come by. I can, you know, you're looking at approximate amount of X, Y, or Z. You're able to connect directly with the client right then and there and secure that client.
Right. So my only thing with that is, and I know everybody got their own different way about these things. So when you send that out or when they send that out, do it go to any other contractors? More than likely, it usually does, and it's more of, you know, whoever got the better pitch, whoever can get to it quicker.
It's a great question. It does go out to a couple of others. Okay, it does go out to a couple of others, absolutely. It would be unreal, like unless you're doing Google Guaranteed, which we can get you qualified for that too. Unless you're doing Google Guaranteed, those are the only exclusive leads there are. You do usually pay a little bit more for them. We can review that after a while, but we do need to get some reviews and some things like going on your Google account first. So that would be like a little bit later on if you're willing to pay that cost per lead. However, with this, yes, it's not going out solely only to you. Yes, it's going to depend on how quickly you get back to that client. Now, usually client, people who are responding within 10 to 30 minutes, those are the ones that are securing the job.
Right. Okay. So those it's just like...
Yeah. It is on first come, first serve. But obviously, like, if you're there and you're like Johnny on the spot and you're responding to that message, or if you have somebody who's helping you with the company, Aaron, a family friend, you know, whatever your situation looks like maybe you have an employee or your wife or somebody who's helping to respond immediately to that type of stuff. If you know you're going to be in the field for the day, then you're gonna secure those jobs quickly because A, you're friendly. I can tell that already. You're super easy to talk to. You have a great personality. So these are things that you're gonna get the opportunity to show in your message. Hi, thank you so much for reaching out to us. I can come by within the next, you know, hour and take a look at what it is that you've got to get hauled off. You're looking at a base cost of, you know, $50 and max cost of X, Y, or Z. You know what I mean? Like, this is the stuff that people are looking for. Like, think about it. If you send a company a message, right, if you send a message out like that, the guy who responds back or gal who responds back to you and is super friendly is like, listen, I can come by today within, you know, a couple of hours, and this is your approximate cost. You're a lot more likely to communicate with them than the person who's like, send me pictures. I can't give you a cost until I see X, Y, or Z, you know? Like, obviously, you can't give secured costs. You can't say for a fact it's only going to cost you $52 to do your haul off because you haven't seen the job. That's why you always do approximate cost of this to that. So that way the person understands, obviously, it's going to vary depending on the size of what you've got for me to haul off. If it's just a mattress, cool. You know? Like, I'm just giving an example.
No. I definitely understand, and it's not nothing new to me. I was just asking because I also go through Angie's too.
Mm, okay, so the differences are this. Let me tell you this, okay? I understand because I work with a ton of Angie's clients, and Angie's isn't bad. It's not bad. It's just apples and oranges. You know what I mean? It's just different. And what this is, the clients, I'm going to be honest with you. The clients on this who are using, like, I looked up Google Guarantee. So let me just give you a little bit of context here, okay? In your area, Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page on Google. When somebody does a search, it says sponsored Google Guarantee, okay? Your cost per lead right now in your area is a minimum of $48, minimum. Okay? So it could.
That's guaranteed.
That's guaranteed to the public.
Okay.
That's what the guarantee is. Now, there are qualifications within there, right? Like the person has to put, they have to ask for quote over the phone and you give quote over the phone, or they have to ask for you to come out and bid the job. But that's the minimum of what you're paying. That lead cost could go up to double. With Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is guaranteeing the public that you're a quality provider. That lead is only coming to you because the client's gone there and looked and they want to work directly and only with you. Okay?
Okay.
The calls are all recorded for authenticity purposes. Our clients see a great return on investment as long as you understand that the lead cost could fluctuate.
Okay. Yeah.
Now that's what they do up there. What Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, what all those pay-per-lead companies do, what they do is they purchase a position in the Google Ads, which is below that but above the map. And within the Google Ads, what they do, Aaron, is they pay per click right there. So that's why with Angie's, when somebody goes on there and they're like, hey, you know, next spring I want to get X, Y, or Z done. How much is that going to cost me? And then that, I'm doing air quotes, lead goes out to 5 or 6 of you guys, right? Sometimes you'll call that guy, that person, they're like, hey, I've already got it. It's already taken care of, right? It's already done, right? Because that phone number is being sent out. The difference is A, people who are using Yelp, it's the Yelpers. It's an entirely untapped market. They're looking specifically on Yelp. They're not going to Google to look for these things. But in addition to that, it's instant messaging through the Yelp app. So when that comes through directly to you, it's not like, here's a phone number, make sure you call them back, X, Y, Z. Like, of course, that person's going to give you their phone number. But you're able to communicate directly with them right there. Think about yourself. If you have 5 people calling you, or if you have 3 people texting you, which one are you more likely to respond to faster?
Well, probably the first one.
Right? And the text, because bam, I didn't have to pick up the phone.
Well,
they just
So that's,
you know?
Yeah, that's definitely what I do. Like, I call,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people and a lot of the older generation, they will think it'd be a spam call. And then
yeah.
I call again and leave a voicemail, and then I'll leave a text. And more than likely, 80-90% of the time, they call me back and I get that lead because I text them.
Right. Exactly.
So,
and that's exactly what I'm saying here. This and the clients who have specifically the industries that are seeing the best return on investment through local Splash and Yelp, because we became a partner to Yelp 6 months ago, are specifically the painting vertical, the appliance repair vertical, and junk hauling, junk removal. You guys are seeing excellent return on investment because, A, the lead turnaround is super quick. People aren't going on Yelp to look for junk hauling to practice their typing. You know what I mean? They're going on Yelp, and they have a specific need, so that's what they're over there looking specifically to work with the best recommended company within their area. And it's all done month to month. You're getting that extra $100 kickback on the Yelp ads as well.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'm gonna see how it goes for like the first month,
mm-hmm.
but just have it out there because I know people can look at it and still
mm-hmm.
give me a call and stuff. And I'm gonna see how that goes. And then I'm pretty sure jumping into like the springtime, I'm definitely gonna make that move to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I got a couple crews and all the business
nice.
Is better. So,
wow. Glad to hear that, Aaron. Yeah, this would definitely keep a couple of crews busy, especially right now after the Christmas holiday in the beginning of the new year. Everyone's getting everything ready to make all those changes that they're going to be able to make with their income tax check, right? So right now they're getting everything hauled off. I mean, the number of searches being done in your local area is vast already, but the ones that are coming directly through Yelp, it does have hot spots right there in and around Daytona. There's a lot of work right now in that area. I mean, our clients are seeing 10-to-1 return on investment with this. I can actually send you a quick text with a video testimonial of one of our current Yelp clients, and you'd get between 7 and 8 calls weekly.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's making a great return on that.
Oh, of course. And I did have a question too.
Sure.
With the Google, when you look up the company on the Google,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of other ones, they have, like, if you click on them or whatever, they have, like, website
mm-hmm.
and such. Mine don't have the website on there. Is that something y'all still working on?
Oh, yeah, the website, they're working on the website. Website delivery date is usually between 5 and 7 days. They've already determined the domain. They've already got it completely going. It's up and running. They've got it going. They're putting the final touches on that. I can send that over to you right now.
Okay, and then they just put it. They link it to the Google.
We're gonna
right?
attach it directly to the Google profile. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Because that's basically your menu, right? That's where people are able to go on, take a look,
mm-hmm.
see everything, get comfortable. Oh yeah, they do this, they do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's
okay.
gonna be good. Yep. And I'm just looking at all this. So you set this Google business profile up for yourself, right? This one that I'm looking at here, the TKO Junk Removal
yeah.
LLC. Okay. All right. Okay.
They put a couple pictures on there.
Yeah. Uh huh. Absolutely. It's not completed. So you know what I mean.
Okay. So it still needs some work, but.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it's not looking too shabby, huh?
No, not really.
that's right. When you say I'm gonna wait and see how it goes, like it goes well here. It goes real well. Like we do real good. We get it. We take real good care of it, and we make sure. You know what I mean? That you're taking good care of. That's what I'm saying. If you gave Yelp an opportunity with this, I believe you're gonna kill it. Especially even right now, getting it going ahead of your competitors is gonna be great.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. Okay. Yeah, and that's really the only question I had about the website and then
mm-hmm.
kind of upload and then doing stuff like that. So all I would have to do if I want to make any edited or changes, I just reach out to you guys, and then y'all, you just put it in and do it like that, or I do everything on the local Splash website, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That works out for me. Well, if I have any other questions, I will reach out to you, okay?
Yep, absolutely. I look forward to talking with you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, we'll be early. No worries.